This office was made possible by Vocations Boston. See the link in the description for more information. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Now dawn unfolds across the sky, and day drifts down upon the earth. A piercing ray rebounds in light. Let every lure of sin depart. Illusions of the night be gone. All guilt of mind and heart now yield. Whatever comes from dreaded fault, brought in by night, now disappear. So may that great and final dawn, which we await with awe and hope, shine forth on us in splendid light, as morning echoes with this hymn. To God the Father glory be, all honor to His only Son, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age forevermore. Amen. Lord, You are near to us, and all Your ways are true. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep Your commands. I call upon You, save me, and I will do Your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in Your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder Your promise. In Your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by Your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from Your law. But You, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that Your will is established forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, You are near to us, and all Your ways are true. Wisdom of God be with me, always at work in me. God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, You who have made all things by Your word, and in Your wisdom have established man, to rule the creatures produced by You, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart. Give me wisdom, the attendant at Your throne, and reject me not from among Your children. For I am Your servant, the son of Your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived, and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws. Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, if wisdom who comes from You be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem. Now with You is wisdom who knows Your works, and was present when You made the world, who understands what is pleasing in Your eyes, and what is conformable with Your commands. Send her forth from Your holy heavens, and from Your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is your pleasure. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me discreetly in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me. The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward, children of God beyond reproach in the midst of a twisted and depraved generation, among whom you shine like the stars in the sky. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. You are all I desire in the land of the living, for you are my refuge. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. With confidence let us pray to the Father, who willed that the Virgin Mary should surpass all creatures in heaven and earth. Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayer.
We are grateful to you, Father of Mercy, for you gave us Mary to be our mother and our model. Through her intercession, cleanse our hearts. You inspired Mary to be attentive to your word and faithful in your service. Through her intercession, give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You strengthened Mary at the foot of the cross and filled her with joy at the resurrection of your Son. Through her intercession, relieve our distress and strengthen our hope.
Pater noster qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
God our Father, fountain and source of our salvation, may we proclaim your glory every day of our lives, that we may sing your praise forever in heaven. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut digni officiamur promissionibus Christi.
Thank you for praying with me. Seeing the Hours began in the Archdiocese of Boston and could not have been possible without the support of the wonderful priests there. If you are drawn to the Liturgy of the Hours and the spirituality of praying with the Psalms, I encourage you to discern your vocation. It's time to act. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Is God calling you? That's where Vocations Boston comes in. To discern God's working in your life, visit youseethesigns.org. That's youseethesigns.org. God bless.